From the mayor's office, this is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with Gloucester Mayor Greg Verger. And I said Greg Verger. That's the New England way of saying Verga. So
we drop the R's on some things and add them to others.
Add them on others, yeah. That's right. Like Huber and Saar. Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you for inviting me in today, City Hall. What's the status of City Hall? A small fire a couple of weeks ago has really affected the building itself and how the building is being operated. So maybe you could give us an update.
Right. I mean, listeners may hear a hum in the background there. There are some multiple industrial air scrubbers throughout the building right now. So we had a small fire going back to last Wednesday evening at around 11:30. Mm-hmm. Firefighters knocked it out quickly within like 5 or 10 minutes. If it had gone another 5 minutes, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. So great work to them. So as a result, one room, which was the archives, I guess, workspace, was part of it was damaged, but the whole room has since been gutted. And the archives themselves were in other locations, so people need not panic about our hundreds of 400-year-olds worth of archives. They're safe. But right now, the scrubbers are trying to clean the air. We had a crew in from ServiceMaster. They cleaned as much as they could reach on ladders. And here in my office, what's this? I don't know, 20-foot ceiling. Mm-hmm. And then up in Cairo's auditorium, it's like 30-plus feet. So there's going to be scaffolding in all the areas they couldn't reach out in the rotunda. We're looking at probably through August, this cleanup effort. And so as a result, my office staff has been moving over to the Browns Mall. The purchasing office, which is across from where the fire occurred, has been moved up to a conference room on the first floor here at City Hall. Our beach sticker operation, which we'll get to later, has been moved over to the soy-free library. So, and we're working on split shifts because hearing that whirring of those blowers all day is not I drive people nuts. It's driving me nuts through the door. So, but we're making do. We are open for business full time, and we just urge people to do as much as they can online and just be patient with us as we work through this.
As I come into the building, there's a little bit of an odor, and there's the aroma of cleaning fluids and stuff like that. But as I look around, I see in your office you've got some empty spaces on the walls, and I did read in the Times, there's a tremendous amount of artwork in this building.
Yes.
And the ceilings, as I look at the ceiling, I don't see any damage, but apparently there is. What's that all about?
Yeah, there's like a residue, a fine film that, when you burn something, you see that the ash that goes, that's visible. There's a lot that's not visible. So mm-hmm. they wipe it down every surface. So we've got these murals in my office. Mm-hmm. So the cleaner, the Service Masters has a subcontractor their specialty is this stuff. So it's not going to come in here, as I said in another interview, with Windex and sponges and wipe off this artwork. So they're going to, the murals they're going to do in place. Other stuff has been removed. The stuff that's missing from my office was on loan from the Cape Ann Museum, and they chose to take it back and repair it themselves. But all the other stuff that's removable will be taken off-site by the vendor and cleaned, as well as documents and everything else. They put them in these machines that ozone or something. Mm. I don't know what it is. So they get the odor out and any other contaminants. But it's a long process, and they know what they're doing. And one thing that people will notice, and I'm sure you noticed, is the handicap ramp out front. The reason we were closed last week is because of the proximity of the fire. We had to close off the ADA entrance through the basement, and you can't be open if you don't have ADA accessibility. So that was put in last weekend, so we were ready to roll yesterday, Monday, beginning of the week, with this temporary ramp. Took up 3 or 4 parking spaces, but it makes us compliant, and we're able to operate.
Okay. What about the guitar?
Actually, the subcontractor said that they will actually take that and clean it, too.
All right. So priorities, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a specialty to so they said they have people who handle instruments.
Is that right?
So.
All right. Okay, well, all right, thank you for that update. And this information is available on the different places that you just mentioned where the services are being offered on the website. People can check out the website and get that.
Exactly. So if they go out to the city's main page and scroll down to online services, a lot of what you typically do here can be done online.
Okay.
So, and if you have questions, just call the office. There's a directory. Call the office you need to speak to, and they'll tell you what you can do online and what you need to come in person to do.
Okay.
I'll just say, the other, you know, Pond Road is still open fully, and the other, obviously, the fire department, the police department.
So. Okay.
I just had to make sure my tape was still rolling here, so it is. All right, so let's go to other activities. We're ramping up and gearing up for what should be, probably could be, another long, hot summer without a whole lot of rain. And I've noticed it hasn't rained much yet at all, even in the springtime, which is making it difficult for plants at home. But anyway, that's that may or may not be part of the discussion. What's going on in terms of summer preparation in the city? Because you've got the 400, you know, Gloucester 400 continuing. The Fiesta kind of kicks off summer for everybody, the St. Peter's Fiesta, and then 4th of July, and then bang, you're into the beach season, which may have already begun. When's beach season begin?
Well, it depends on how much people are into beaches. I'm sure some people are on there all year round. Mm-hmm. But I guess any good day, people are going to be heading down that way. But I alluded to earlier the beach sticker operation. So we were going to have the beach sticker operation upstairs, which we've done for years. Mm-hmm. We do have it online. People can go online today and set up their beach sticker. It will be mailed to them. So you can do that, again, go through online services. But we moved them over because, as you know, the library is closed because they're in temporary space while they get ready for their big project. But it's still available for us. So in the children's room, the children's room at the library will be set up for the beach stickers.
Okay.
So we urge everybody to do it online if they're able to. If you come in here to do it in person, you're still going to do it online. It's just someone's going to walk you through the computers we have set up over there. Online, credit cards only. In person, check only. So that's the one thing people will note different this year is there is no little block on the sticker itself where they would use a Sharpie and write your license plate number, because we are going by – the stickers are really just, for this year, ceremonial, because we're using plate readers. So as you enter the beaches, there'll be two cameras pointing at the two lanes, and as you come in, it'll just say – it'll scan your plate and instantly tell the guy in the booth, you know, green yes, red no.
Okay.
And so it should improve the flow even more than we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to it. We have a new vendor this year. Blinke is the name of the vendor. We switched out from the one we had last year for our first online reservation system. Things were pretty well last year. It was without a doubt the traffic was cut down. We made about $2 million in revenue, which is right on par with some of the best years we had. But there were a few hiccups, and not to throw the former vendor under the bus, but they were basically, most of them were their fault. But that being said, they also didn't have a true app, so you had to go online or go through a browser on your cell phone, which is not, you know, made for using on your phone. So now this Blink A has a true app that will be so much easier. You can go on and book your spot, same thing up to 10 days in advance, and we'll be able to resell spots because as the plates are read leaving, it'll trigger that we have new spaces available. Mm-hmm. So it should be a much better flow, more spaces available, and we're looking forward to another successful year.
And I guess when I asked you about beach season, when did the parking lot attendants go online?
It should be Memorial Day.
Okay.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
Gotcha. All right. I notice, can't help but notice as you travel around Gloucester, the constant upgrading and construction and busy work of so many different people in so many different places, the streets and so on. What's the overall status, Mr. Mayor, in terms of, tourist season begins, you know, of maneuvering around the city? Because especially on Main Street from one end to the other, the traffic has continued, but it certainly cuts down on parking spaces during all this construction.
Yes, that is National Grid, their gas operation, which was supposed to be done a few weeks ago, but it's not. I guess when you're dealing with the monopoly, you kind of don't have much choice in what happens. So we're hoping that they'll move along because they are down at the far west end of Maine, and now they're on the east end of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
But ideally, we'd hope to have this thing wrapped up and paved completely before the height of summer. I'm not sure. It's the pace of National Grid is what we're held to right now. But as you've seen, we've made a lot of improvements around the city, too. Some related to the 400 and some just in general because we pumped a lot of money into the road repair work. And one I'll point out is down on Huff Ave, you know, heading down to the cupboard. That road has been completely repaved wall to wall. And interestingly enough, it's a private road, but we are the only abutter, so we paid to pave our road. And one thing that people will note is the sidewalk on the Stage 4 side of it is now an 8-foot-wide sidewalk. We've been finding that people are, A, parking on there, and, B, using it as a lane, driving on it. So both of them are not legal and not safe. So we're going to be taking some steps to make it obvious that it's a sidewalk and not a lane. So if you see anybody doing it, be sure you give them the old,
hairy eyeball.
Yeah, finger wag or something.
Yeah. All right. And aesthetically, the Vietnam Vietnam War Veterans Memorial that was moved from Gloucester High School over to the state of Hough Avenue is beautiful. Tremendous job the city workers did on that. And then also, you might want to comment on the flood barrier that's going up by the high school on the canal, because that, while it looked awful in the beginning, it's beginning to shape up as looking pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, so let's start with the Vietnam Memorial. So, yeah, when I first got here, actually, during the transition, after I was elected, I sat down with Mike Hale, and he filled me in on the project, showed me the renderings, and I was like, wow, that is really terrific. And originally, it was just they wanted to move the stone, because as you know, I think you're probably working at the high school back then.
I've been there,
82, so.
But anyway, I was there.
Yeah, so when it was put in, you recall, that was the front door.
Right.
And then years later, it became the back door, and it kind of was forgotten by the public, not the veterans. They still went over there and, reflected and maintained it. But then after so many years, people were like, it really doesn't belong there anymore. The reason it was put there is because they were basically kids, and that's why it seemed like the right place. So the original thought was just move the stone over to the boulevard. And Mike and others were like, it deserves more than that. And so especially with the World War II memorial across the street, which is spectacular, it had to be something that was on par. And through Mike Nasella, who does a lot of paving for the city, he did a lot of volunteer work. It was obviously Mike Hale, Mike Kerrigan, all these guys that just put in a lot of hours, and the volunteers, and the Vietnam veterans group. And so I'm very pleased with it. Really looks terrific. It ties in well with what the Generous Gardeners are doing down there. The project that's going on, sort of to segue into the other project, the Cannons project behind the Visitor Center, is going to be a really nice area. That's the main reason it's going on is it's providing better accessibility for people in wheelchairs or have other mobility difficulties. So it's going to be a real nice area. And then the Rotary Club is going to be installing new playground equipment once we get some paperwork figured out.
I talked to Mike Hale, but I don't remember the answer in terms of the actual fort rebuilding. Is there a time frame on that?
It should be. Let's see. When I was down there last time, they were moving right along. It should be this summer.
Okay.
Okay.
And what about the flood barrier? Again, because I think Mike told me it's going to be aesthetically pleasing once they're done with it. And that's moving right along very quickly as well.
Right. When people saw it, when I saw it, it was I agree. It looked weird because it had this staggered thing with. But as you know, as they moved along, they pound those corrugated sheets of steel into the ground. So now they're all level. So that kind of just alone having a straight line makes it much more aesthetically pleasing. So it will serve a purpose, and that's as storm surge and rising sea levels come in, the high school and Newell Stadium, which are basically at or below sea level, are very vulnerable, as evidenced by the parking lot issue back in 2015 or 16, wherever it was. So that's moving along. There's also one that will be starting across the street at the sewer treatment plant. So it's something we, as a coastal community, are going to have to live with. And all it is buying us a little bit of time. Mother Nature is going to win. So I don't know what Gloucester and that area is going to look like 100 years from now or 200 years from now, but all we can do is take these efforts to slow the progress.
I know you remember Rosemary Banks, and she was a biology teacher back at the high school. And in the 90s, she did a paper, I forget it was for her master's or whatever it was, on rising sea level back then. And she predicted that sometime in this century, what was the new wing, the first floor of the new wing, and now it's the science wing, more or less, would be underwater. And so hopefully this will put her off a little bit longer. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. There's not much we can do as far as policy at the federal level. We can urge our elected officials to make changes, but locally, these are the steps we can take.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of outside help, what's the relationship at this point with the state and the city in terms of budget?
So the state budget, I believe it's in the Senate's hands, and things are looking good from the House budget and for what the governor had proposed. So, and the Senate signs are also looking good for how it's going to impact Gloucester. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the so-called UGA, the unrestricted government aid, if I have that right, is up. Chapter 70 is up. We had a huge increase last year, you know, which is education spending. So we're doing okay. And some of the earmarks we put in through Rep. Ferrante and Senator Tarr have come to fruition as well. We're also hoping for a little help for City Hall as a result of the fire. Mm-hmm. The governor's office reached out to ask what they could do, and we says, well, money would help. But they're being very, very helpful as we move along in this. And so our budget is in the hands of the City Council now. The school committee voted their budget for public hearing. We had the public hearing last Wednesday. I transmitted everything over to the City Council, and they've been reviewing department by department, and they have to vote the budget before the end of June, because July 1st is our new fiscal year. I believe they're going to be voting it on the 13th of June.
Okay.
I guess finally, an off-the-wall question from left field, which is where I used to play when your dad was our manager. A year and a half now, what's the question I want to learn? What have you learned about this position that you're in now that is a pleasant surprise? Because you, as a city councilor, as a school committee person, you pretty much knew what was going on here. But when you sit in the seat, it's like, you know, when a coach becomes a manager or a general manager, you see different things. So what are you pleasantly surprised about in terms of being, in this office?
Well, I guess pleasantly surprised to see that, you know, a lot of the griping that would have been done by myself and others, especially the 6 years I was out of government, you know, when you get in, you realize there's a lot of hard work being done every day by the team. It's not just the mayor or not just the CEO. It's the managers, the middle managers, and all the people, all the rank and file that help get things done. And for the most part, everybody wants to do a very good job, and they want to make the city a better place, whether or not they're residents of Gloucester. So that was a pleasant surprise. I mean, one of the other surprises I learned, not so pleasant, is, you know, things happen. My first day on the job, there was a house fire, you know, first week on the job. Fast forward, 15, 16 months later, we've got another fire to deal with. So, you know, it's trial by fire, to keep on that metaphor, where you come in with a plan of what you want to do. And so when we first came in as mayor, forget those crazy things that hit from, out of left field, like the fires, the wind turbine, the water main breaks. But you just realize in a lot of unfinished work from the previous administration. I'm sure Sfathia picked up a lot from Carolyn and Carolyn from John Bell. But it's like, okay, well, we still want to focus on the stuff that we wanted to attack, you know, the campaign promises. But you're also focusing on the day-to-day curveballs and the unfinished business. And then, you know, it's still 15, 16 months later, again, with the fire, or last year's drought, it's like this constantly, those things. Yeah. But to be able to have the discipline to say, all right, we're going to deal with those, but keep moving incrementally towards the improvements we wanted to do and the changes in policy we wanted to do. And I think we've managed to do it mainly because we have the right team in place to do it.
Okay. Final thoughts, Mr. Mayor?
I just thank everybody for their patience as we go through this latest issue, I guess that's the best way to put this issue with the fire, and City Hall's running a little bit differently than usual. And, you know, just keep us posted. You know, we try to keep up as much as we can on the Facebook page and through the website. But you should want, if you have a chance, sign up for the notifications so you can get email, text, and the phone notifications if there's something big happening.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga, and from the mayor's office, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports.